You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Welcome back to another episode of the Food Freedom Life Podcast. Personally, I'm feeling a little slow today. I had a really fun and social weekend. I went thrifting. I had dinner and drinks with my friend. I went to drag bingo brunch on Sunday and then had a movie night with another friend. And that is truly more than I usually do in a weekend. I'm usually not quite that social. I'm super happy I did all those things, but I do feel like I need another day to recover it all. And that's why this episode is coming out on Tuesday instead of Monday. Not that I spent Monday recovering, but I just couldn't get myself all together to finish this on Monday. Is anyone else feeling like that this week, or is it just me? But what I really wanted to get into today is how to deal with binging at night. This is something I hear all the time, and I used to deal with this too. Just this feeling of like, I don't understand what's wrong with me. I eat so healthy throughout the day and then I end up binging at night and ruining all my progress, and I can't figure out how to stop this cycle and get out of this habit. Nothing helps. So if this sounds like you, this episode is for you. Today we're going to dive in and unpack why this might be happening for you. And again, I can really speak on experience with this one because this was my life for over 6 years. So I know how out of control this feels and how frustrating this cycle is. I used to be so on point during the day. Everything was so carefully planned and tracked and accounted for, and I'd exercise and I'd be feeling really good. And then the nighttime came and it all came crashing down. I'd usually lose control. Weekends were often worse because there was just that lack of structure, but the days of the week certainly didn't discriminate either. It felt so crappy and I felt so at a loss for how to fix this pattern. I honestly felt like there was something wrong with me, which is so sad to now look back on because there wasn't. There were these reasons that were coming up that I just wasn't seeing, and when I was really in diet culture, it never encouraged me to kind of look outside of that self-blame and shame that I can see now. So anyways, let's dive in and talk about why you might be eating healthy throughout the day and then binging at night. And I'm going to talk about 5 different reasons why this might be happening, and let me know if you can relate to any of these reasons. So first reason is that you might be calorie or macro or meal hoarding throughout the day. And let me get into what I actually mean by that. What I mean by that is whether intentionally or unintentionally, you are saving all of your calories, you're saving all of your macros, maybe like, for example, you're saving all your carbs, you're saving your meals or your fun and enjoyable and satisfying foods for the end of the day. And maybe you're in this cycle where you're fighting off the urge to eat when you're actually feeling hungry, right? That kind of goes with the calorie hoarding. Maybe you're feeling like that's a positive thing to do. Maybe it even feels safe to do that because then you know you haven't overeaten during the day and then you are safe to eat your big snack at night. This is definitely the pattern that I was in. I looked forward to that big snack at night, but it so often just turned into a binge. And it was hard because it required me to eat more during the day to break that cycle, but it did get me out of that nighttime eating. And I just really want to point out the fact that you might be feeling like this is a positive thing too, because for so many years, I felt like I was morally superior and really mentally strong to not eat when I felt hungry and to push off eating throughout the day. It gave me this feeling of power and strength and like I was resisting the urge and I was disciplined. But think about it in this way and just go with me on this metaphor. Think about if you avoided the urge to go to the bathroom, pee or poo, just completely normal bodily functions. What would happen? How would you feel? At first it might be okay, but eventually you're going to feel like you're going to burst and it's going to be all you can think about. It's going to be super uncomfortable. You might even lose control of your body. It's a silly thing to do. Just listen to your body and go to the bathroom. The same thing goes when we're ignoring our body's cues to eat. And when you do this and you macro hoard or calorie hoard, or you hoard all the enjoyable food for the evening and you decide, okay, I'm going to skip breakfast. I'm going to see if I can skip lunch. I'm going to see how long I can go before eating. what happens is we become so hungry, we get into this primal hunger mode, and we end up binging, we end up overeating, we end up making these impulsive decisions and losing control. The same thing happens when you avoid eating the foods you actually enjoy until the evening. When you save them, you put them on this pedestal and you make them out to be a reward, which they're not. They're just food. Looking at them this way creates all this restriction, all of this pent-up internal pressure. And if we can learn to start to work in sync with our bodies and listen to our body's cues, eat when we're hungry, give ourselves permission so we can figure out what food choices feel good physically and mentally in the moment, we will begin to have a more regulated nervous system, more regulated hormones, more regulated hunger and fullness and satiety cues. And I know it's scary when you're in this place of feeling like, well, if I actually just ate when I was hungry, I'd eat so freaking much and I never stop. Or if I let myself have a couple cookies during the day and eat what I enjoy, I would totally lose control. It's really scary when we're in that place. I certainly experience that too. And we have to go through this process of releasing all of this internal pressure that's got us so disconnected from being in our body's natural rhythm and natural cycles. But if you're feeling like this is way too scary and you need support throughout this, that's exactly what I'm here for. And you know what's so encouraging too is that when we get back to just how our bodies are designed, which they are designed to be intuitive, right? That's how you were born. You were born an intuitive eater as a baby. You cried when you were hungry. You ate, then you naturally stopped when you were full. You knew when to push away the plate, push away the bottle, push away the boob. And when we get back to that, when we get back to this place of eating when we're hungry and stopping when we're full, we don't have a portion control problem as intuitive eaters. True intuitive eaters who understand how to work in sync with their body don't have a problem with portions. But in order to get to that place, you have to go through the messy middle. You have to release this internal pressure. And for many people on the journey to healing binge and emotional overeating, that looks like maybe eating more highly palatable foods than normal. It's not eating perfectly balanced as we work through making peace with food and making peace with eating regularly throughout the day and not being addicted to calorie counting and macro tracking and following meal plans. But eventually we get to that place of balance, whatever that means for you, because it's going to look a little bit different for every single person. But learning how to increase our interoceptive awareness, our connection to what's going on inside of our bodies, so we can become more in tune with our bodies by understanding how to listen to it. I know that sounds good. In practice, I know how hard it is though. And it feels hard because you've not been given the tools. You were taught instead how to diet, and we live in a culture that supports that. A lot of our parents, whoever was taking care of us, the adults in our life, never taught us what it looks like to be normal eaters because they were also struggling with the pressures to not trust their bodies, and they were relying on meal plans or diets or rules and restrictions on external things to tell them what they should and should not eat, or how they should or should not eat, when they should or should not eat, instead of listening to what their bodies were saying. And they passed that on to us. They also taught us to not trust our bodies. But our bodies are always speaking to us. And never in a million years did I think I'd be in this place where I didn't have to calorie count or macro track and just live and die by MyFitnessPal in order to find balance. And when I was healing my relationship with food, definitely things were all over the place for a bit. But eventually, once I got through that messy middle, I got back to how my body was meant to be. And it's the most beautiful thing in the world to not have to waste so much time trying to control everything just to maintain balance. Our bodies want to be in a state of homeostasis where everything is working in harmony. It's a process though, but this could be one of the reasons why you are eating so healthy and so well throughout the day and then end up binging at night. It could be because you are hoarding calories, macros, enjoyable foods, whatever it may be. So just take a look and really think critically about whether you're doing that or not. Okay. On to number two. Another reason why this might be happening is you're burnt out. Your tank is just totally running on empty. You're wanting to relax, decompress, numb out from the day. You've been go, go, go all day long, and you just want to settle down, and food is what's allowing you to do that. And sometimes we use food to also try to give us more energy to keep going, right? We're using food, we're using caffeine, we're using all these different things besides what we actually need, which is to learn how to rest, to set more boundaries, to stop stretching ourselves so thin that we need to shut off our brain from it all and use food as a way to do that. What we have to do is stop saying yes to every single little thing and learn to prioritize and understand that our bodies are not meant to go at the pace that they are continuing to go at, that we're trying to push ourselves to go at. We're almost addicted to being in this constant state of go, go, go. And it's not our fault. I mean, our culture has created that for us. We are more productive than we've ever been. We work harder than we've ever worked. And we're not more happy than we were decades ago, but there's so much more available to us. It's the opposite, in fact. Mental health challenges are higher than ever. We're stretched so thin. And so understanding the importance of rest and learning to say no and not always creating a to-do list and adding to it and learning to set boundaries with our time and energy is so important. Just because you have the time on your calendar does not mean that it should always be filled with something. You do not necessarily have the capacity, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, to commit to these things. And so blocking out times on your calendar for downtime to just do whatever you want in the moment is really, really important. And that's something for me that I've begun to practice over the years, is learning to say no to things that, yes, might be fun or might be good experiences or good opportunities, but they're not a full body hell yes. If it's not a full body hell yes, then it's a no. And of course, sometimes certain commitments aren't going to be a hell yes, but you have to do them anyways. I totally get that. But those extra additional optional things that you don't really actually need to do, you just pressure yourself to do, or you go above and beyond with, those are the things that we really need to be checking in with ourselves about. So think about your life, where you feel like you're stretched thin, where you're in a state of exhaustion, where you can start to say no. And I know some of you might be incredibly busy. And when I say we need to slow down, I'm sure some of you are like, okay, Brittany, easy for you to say when you don't have kids. You know, I want you to know, I don't know your lived experience. Of course, I don't know the challenges, maybe the financial challenges, how hard you have to work, all the things that so many of you are juggling. But my encouragement to you is to just look for the little places you can begin to say no, and you can begin to rest a little bit more, carve out time for yourself. Look at what you can take off your plate and just start small. What's something you can take off your to-do list that does not have to be done right now? And you have to be real with yourself about this. Not everything has to be done. We think that it does. Everything has to be done right now, but does it ever all get done? No. And life goes on. The world doesn't end. Life moves forward. So let's just start practicing taking things off our plate, saying no to maybe a certain opportunity or going out some night and it sounds good, but you just know you're exhausted, but you feel kind of obligated to go. We have to start prioritizing rest a little bit more. And that's not to say to cancel all your plans and never do anything again, but to really just prioritize. And that's going to help immensely with your eating, because you're not always needing to use food to relieve that stress and exhaustion, or to try to get extra energy because you're feeling so exhausted. There's just less exhaustion to begin with. The next reason number three, often teams up with reason number two, but reason number three why you might be eating healthy throughout the day and then binging at night is because you might have a dysregulated nervous system. You're overworked, you're stretched thin, overwhelmed, exhausted all the time, you're feeling anxious. And what we were talking about before, you might not have the boundaries to deal with any of this. And so you're just going above and beyond and steamrolling yourself and saying yes to everything, not paying attention to how it's taking a toll on you, or you just don't know how to stop. You have these deep wounds that make you feel like you have to be doing this all the time. And if you don't learn the tools to regulate the nervous system on top of setting boundaries, it's like your nerves are on the fritz. You're overwhelmed. Maybe you wake up feeling anxious already, right? It's like one thing sends you over the edge into feeling like you can't handle it anymore. And this builds up internal pressure that keeps that cycle of binging and emotional overeating going. So you get to the end of the day, you just want to chill, but your unregulated nervous system comes out to play. It comes bubbling up to the surface, which causes these feelings of impulsiveness to find immediate relief. And right now, maybe the only way you know to calm these feelings or even avoid these feelings is food. You numb out, it gives you this dopamine release and this temporary euphoric experience. And this could be one of the reasons we need to understand how to regulate our nervous system. because this is a really big thing that I see very, very often. We need to learn strategies to genuinely decompress, let go, leave the day in the day, process our emotions so that we can have that time to genuinely relax and not just use food as a way to numb out from it all. Moving forward, reason number four why you might be eating healthy throughout the day and then binging at night is because food is your number one source of comfort and pleasure and fulfillment in your life. It's like your security blanket. It's like your friend. If you're experiencing an overall lack of fulfillment and pleasure in other areas of your life, if you're not fully able to express fulfillment, there's a block there and you're using food to relieve that pressure that a lack of fulfillment creates. And then if food is your main coping strategy, this is, again, what you inevitably turn to out of habit. It may have become your go-to at the end of a long day for comfort. We all need comfort. We all need to be able to numb out. We all need to be able to relax. But if food is your only tool in your toolbox to relax and to tune out and to numb out, it becomes this unhealthy coping strategy. This could be one of the reasons that at the end of your night, when your energy levels are low, you end up turning to food. It's your happiness. Food is joyful. Don't get me wrong. For me, it's still very joyful. I love food, but it's not in this rebellious, dark, I need to eat it because I don't know when I'm going to have it again type of way. It's not like that for me anymore. It's one of my joys. It's one of my comforts, but it's not this unhealthy coping strategy that I'm always going to because I've developed other tools and techniques and coping strategies that allow me to be able to regulate my nervous system. And that's what we want to do for you too. And going back to what I mentioned before, it's absolutely possible that food is a joy in your life, and that's completely okay. That's always going to be there to a certain extent. Food is awesome. But if food is your only joy, your main source of pleasure, if you're unfulfilled in other areas of your life, then what happens is you're trying to fill your need for fulfillment with food. You might be distracted from this throughout the day. You might not realize this is happening because you have about a million other things to get through and do and keep you occupied and distracted and busy. But then it comes to nighttime, maybe you're alone and the emptiness starts to bubble up. You're exhausted, you're tired, you're maybe feeling like life is mundane, you're stuck in this mediocre pattern, and you turn to food to fill these emotional voids or just avoid these feelings altogether. And this can happen on a completely subconscious level. Again, you might not realize this before listening to this and really thinking about this, that this might be happening. Fulfillment is so important in our lives. And as humans, every single one of us need to prioritize fulfillment in our life, whether in your work, your relationship, your hobbies, your social life, your family, whatever it is. Think about all those areas and whether they light you up or not and feel aligned and make you feel like your true self and really bring you out. You might not feel fulfilled in every single area, and that's okay unless you totally hate it and it totally drains you, like work, for example. If that is like sucking the life out of you and it's so utterly unfulfilling, that intense lack of fulfillment might steamroll those other areas where you do feel fulfillment and then create the need to soothe with food in the evening. But just take inventory of all those areas, whether you feel fulfilled, and perhaps highlight areas you need to work on in your life so that you need to rely less on food to fill that void. Reason number five that you eat healthy during the day and then binge at night is that you're relying on willpower for healthy eating. And with this, you might not binge during the day or be less likely to binge during the day because when you wake up in the morning, your brain and your body are relatively well rested. And that's when we have access to the greatest amount of willpower and the greatest amount of discipline. As we go through our day, we use up our energy, the reserves get smaller and smaller, there's less energy left in the battery, we use up more and more willpower. It's a finite resource for all of us. Every single one of us, we do not have unlimited amounts of willpower, and a lot of us are using willpower all day long, every day, to get out of bed, to go to work, to not lose it on your coworker who's causing you to pick up more work. Everything you're doing uses willpower. When it comes to food, if you're relying on willpower and you're kind of trying to use this white knuckle control to get through, it's unreliable and it comes back to bite you in the butt. Willpower is something that we're meant to use occasionally in more rare circumstances when we absolutely need it for survival. It's not meant to be something that we're relying on every single day for every single thing that we do. relying on willpower fatigues the part of the brain that is responsible for impulse control, managing emotional reactions, decision-making, working towards future goals, other executive functions. It's our prefrontal cortex. So we go home after a long and stressful day. We feel drained. We just want to chill out. So we turn to food because we just can't hold up that willpower anymore. We can't hold that healthy eating discipline anymore. And it just goes all the way the other way. So I want you to think about these two different scenarios. Think about yourself when you're in that diet brain. Maybe you're there now, even if you're not actively dieting, but you have this diet brain where you're constantly thinking about what to eat, when to eat, thinking thoughts like, I can have this, I can't have that. You're spiraling, you're constantly thinking about food throughout the day. And this overthinking actually depletes your cognitive control, making it easier to reach the end of your rope and just lose control after you have been worn down all day. On the flip side of that, the intuitive eater thinks about food a whole lot less. They get that cue from their body when they feel hungry. They go, okay, I'm gonna eat. This sounds yummy to have. All right, I think I'm full. I'll save the rest for later. This type of thinking, this connection with the body, it doesn't require very much effort or control at all. It's just natural, just like you don't have to control breathing or blinking. It's a natural bodily function. You do it without thinking. Your brain sends you a cue. It's like, when it comes to going to the bathroom, you're like, oh, I gotta pee. You go to the bathroom. Well, on the same side of the coin, when you're connected with your body and your hunger, your fullness, your satiety cues, and you're not dealing with all this mental and physical and emotional restriction, you don't use so much energy throughout the day with these constant overwhelming thoughts around what to eat and when to eat and what should I eat? Is that healthy enough? Just trying to grind your teeth and get through it. For me, I know that I feel I'm a lot more decisive and less reactive since becoming an intuitive eater. I used to be so impulsive with food. It was like I'd make a decision and eat something before my brain could stop me, and I'd constantly be like, ugh, what did I just do? And I know that now I feel so much more in control of my thoughts and in control of my life. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. What's so crazy when you take a step back and really see it for what it is, when we try to control food, it starts to control us. So the key is not developing more willpower or more self-discipline, because that will keep us in that diet brain, in those all or nothing patterns, on that hamster wheel, going through it again and again and again, wondering when it's going to stop. But we're the ones running on that wheel, keeping it going. We need to step off. And we do this by retraining the way that we think and retrain the way the brain is responding. The key is becoming an expert at listening to your body, developing higher levels of body awareness, that interoceptive awareness, which is again that connection with the body. We can get better at that through practice. And true food freedom is when you no longer even feel the urge or the impulse to binge. And that is possible for you. It's entirely possible. You just need to learn the tools to reprogram your mind around food, develop greater emotional coping skills, nervous system regulation, emotional regulation techniques through things like breath work and meditation and mindfulness, learning more about yourself, practicing pleasure, that deep connection and fulfillment in your life, just to name a few. And as a reminder, I just want to throw this in here, that being an emotional eater is not a bad thing. Diet culture has really made us feel like eating from emotions is a terrible thing to do, when it's actually not inherently a bad thing. We all do it. Food is social, it's cultural, it's nostalgic, it's community. So yes, it is emotional. We get happy when we eat things that we love, but the goal is to not do it in a way where you're feeling like you're spiraling out of control. We don't want it to be your only coping tool, your only way to feel happy and fulfilled and relaxed and all that. It's totally normal to sometimes eat out of emotion, even when you're not hungry, right? Sometimes the food just sounds good, or you're emotional and it sounds comforting. And that is a beautiful thing, that food can support you in that way. It's not just fuel, it's cultural, it's social, it's emotional. We don't have to deem emotional eating as this terrible thing like diet culture tells us it is. The issue lies in having food as your only emotional coping tool. We need other coping tools in our toolkit to navigate our life and our emotions. And we don't have to be ashamed or embarrassed or afraid or feel like there's something wrong with us for being emotional. We all are emotional beings, and emotions are totally normal and important for us to understand. And it becomes necessary in our healing journey to just increase our levels of our own emotional intelligence, understand emotions better, how to hold space for and support our own emotions, how to process emotions so that we're not so emotionally overwhelmed. So now that you have all those reasons why you might be eating healthy during the day and then binging at night, some of the key takeaways that I'm going to leave you with is, first, where is restriction coming up for you physically? Are you limiting calories, macros, trying to push off hunger? Do you have a ton of food rules about what you should eat during the day or how much of something you should eat? Are you saving food for the evening time? Are you enjoying and getting satisfaction of what you're eating during the day? The second takeaway is to really think about where you're feeling burnt out, where you're people pleasing, where you're steamrolling yourself. How can you set boundaries and find small pockets for you? What would short pockets of rest look like for you? What would setting boundaries look like or saying no? How would that feel? Where can you start to protect your peace? The third is to take a look at, what does pleasure look like in your life? Start to think about this and how you can begin to fill up those pleasure buckets by just doing things that satisfy what you might be truly craving in your life. Are you needing support, love, connection, joy, fun, play, relaxation? Number four, how can you start to regulate your nervous system and operate from a more grounded and calm state? There are so many different tools to regulate the nervous system that are important to learn and understand, but I'm going to leave you with one way to do this, and that is through the power of your breath. It's such a powerful tool to regulate our nervous system. It's a tool that I use every single day when I'm starting to get anxious, when I'm worn down, feeling like I'm kind of zoning out and dissociating, kind of feeling flat. One breathwork strategy that you can do right now is called box breathing. So what I want you to do is picture a square. Starting in the bottom left corner, you breathe in for four counts. You get to the top left corner of the box, you hold for four counts as you move across the top of the box. Now you exhale for four counts as you move down the right side of the box. You hold for four counts as you move back to where you started at the bottom left. Just picture that square in your mind. Inhale for four, three, two, one. Hold, three, two, one. Exhale, three, two, one. Hold, three, two, one. Do three more of those with me. One more. And let it go. Hopefully you feel more relaxed, more grounded from doing this. Your body needs this, so be willing to give this to yourself and your nervous system and begin to operate from a more grounded and regulated state. With that, I hope you feel that this episode helped you understand yourself a little bit better and why you might be eating healthy throughout the day and then end up losing control and binging at night. I know how frustrating it is. And if you're looking to really dive into this and get more support, I would love to work with you inside of the Empowered Eaters Collective, which is my food freedom online program. For more info, you can go to brittanyallisonrd.com/membership to read all the details and get signed up. If you have any questions or you would like to work one-on-one with me instead, feel free to email me at brittanyallison.rd@gmail.com. Thank you again so much for listening. I'm so grateful for you. I care so much about seeing the world free of struggles with food and body because they are debilitating. They're exhausting. And so I hope this episode was helpful for you. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you in 2 weeks. But before you go, if you enjoy what I'm doing here, it would mean so much to me if you would subscribe to the show. If you left me an awesome review, maybe share it with a friend on your social media. This is how I get my message into the world and inspire people all over to end the fight with food and body. So thank you for being part of that mission. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode.